48 years ago today, the artist Christo unfurled his work Valley Curtain across Rifle Gap. The piece involved over 200,000 square feet of woven nylon fabric slung between the valley walls. Christo passed away at the end of May. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth looks back at his life and legacy on the anniversary of his local large-scale installation.
Normally, the only sounds you hear in Rifle Gap are the wind and hum of cars passing by on Highway 325. But nearly 50 years ago, there was a different sound billowing through the canyon. That's Christo, as documented by the short film Christo's Valley Curtain, courtesy of Maisel's Films Incorporated. Valley Curtain was a stretch of sunset-hued fabric draped between the valley walls at Rifle Gap by the artist in 1972. But Dan Tallien remembers it didn't go off without a hitch.
The idea was that at one end of the canyon, they would undo the daisy stitch and open it up, and the weight of the curtain falling out of the package would just push the daisy stitch open for a quarter of a mile across the canyon.
Tallien is a jewelry maker in Vail, and back in 1972, he worked at a tie-down station on the canyon wall waiting for the curtain to drop.
And it stuck. We were all excited to see this happen. Kids had come from all over to work on the project.
Christo and his team tugged on the line for more than a day while it was suspended by a cable in a tight cocoon of fabric.
Finally, the wind changed, and it took that curtain and bellowed it out. It just busted through that daisy stitch, and the curtain fell out, came roaring across the canyon. It sounded like a freight train.
Valley Curtain was one of Christo's earlier works. He'd go on to wrap Paris's Pont Neuf in silky fabric and float an oversized yellow walkway across Italy's Lake Iseo. He designed each installation, and his wife Jean-Claude handled the project's logistics.
Their work and the way they work has probably been very empowering to a lot of artists who do work in the public domain.
That's Jim Baker. He was the executive director at Anderson Ranch Art Center until 2006, and he spent time with the couple. Baker says local support was crucial for each piece.
They were very thoughtful. They were determined in what they did. And I think a lot of the joy for them was watching other people look at their work and experience it.
The couple sold Christo's sketches of past projects to independently fund future installations. Their work was celebrated, controversial, and almost never permanent. All but one of their pieces lasted no more than 2 weeks.
Because we are impermanent, and the uniqueness of the impermanence.
That's Christo speaking to Colorado Public Radio back in 2014.
And this is why we never do the same thing again, because the project exists and this precious 2 weeks, and if you don't see it, you don't know. You see photographs, film, this is not the same thing. It's gonna be substituted. It's like our life.
Aside from some anchors still bolted to the rock and rifle, nothing's left of Valley Curtain. The wind tore it down in less than 2 days. Tallien and a handful of others worked on Christo projects after Valley Curtain.
Working on something bigger than yourself is important to do, I think. And I haven't ever been involved in anything else like that.
Jean-Claude passed away in 2009. Christo died at the end of May. Tallien says the artist's pursuit of impermanence through installations like Valley Curtain will forever leave a mark.
During the night, the wind tore it, and the project was over. Things aren't permanent. And an important piece of art reflects the society that it comes from.
And memories of orange nylon fabric blowing in the wind. Christo's final installation, L'Arc de Triomphe Wrapped, will be displayed posthumously in Paris next year. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.